welcome back to Living Hudson. I'm your host, Jesse Obert, and I am here with two very special guests, Dr. Jessica Heffler and Megan Higgins. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I'm so Megan, this is our first time meeting.
Yes.
And so far we're having a lot of fun. So thanks for coming. I'm so glad that Jessica brought you.
I am so excited to be here.
Good. So let's jump right in and tell everybody a little bit about what the two of you do. Jessica, can you tell us a little bit about Piper's Key and what
Absolutely.
That's all about?
Absolutely. So I started Piper's Key in memory of my daughter, Piper, who passed away May 2020 from spinal muscular atrophy type 0. And, you know, her life was short because of it, but I just felt that I wanted to make sure I let her legacy live on. I've always said that, you know, a life's not measured in minutes, but what you leave on this earth. And she lived for 27 days, but, you know, I'm excited to have her legacy that way. And so Piper's Key is gifting inclusive books to children with disabilities that represent themselves in a positive light. So the whole concept is to just make sure kids feel empowered and have that self-concept. And parents, I know, especially when you do have, you know, a child with a disability, the focus is so much on their development and their medical needs that you really, I can see how it could be hard to really focus on the wonderful things that they're capable of. And so these books just are written, as you'll learn with Megan, written by parents, written by the children themselves and or professionals in that field. And then they're completely 100% gifted. So we're in the local hospital. So we're at Akron Children's. I did deliver to Nationwide. I'm hoping to go up to Cleveland Clinic and UH as well. So, yeah,
that's awesome. You have definitely created a legacy for her that's going to be well beyond 27 days. For sure. No doubt it's a very special mission that you have.
Yeah.
And I knew within the first few minutes that I met you a couple months ago that I was like, wow, this is your passion and your enthusiasm for what you're doing is it's invigorating. And I think that comes across very clear when you're meeting somebody.
It's been fun. And I'm an educational audiologist by profession. And so I get to also give them to my kids and get to kind of merge both of my worlds, being Piper's mom, but also being a mom, I mean, an audiologist in the field with kids with hearing loss. So
that's
fun.
That's important. All right. So Megan, what is it that you do? What did you bring with us today?
So I am a children's author and I wrote a book actually for my daughter called Super Special Magic Shoes. And it's about wearing leg braces because my daughter has a neuromuscular disease and she wears leg braces. And I could never find a book that represented leg braces in this happy, joyful light. And I wanted a book that represented her and how she enjoys wearing her leg braces. They make her legs feel good. They help her walk better. And so I wrote this adorable little book for kids that wear leg braces and to be proud of it and be happy of it. And I'm hoping for her to take this to school with her teachers and share it with other children who wear leg braces and just bring more awareness to it and to this subject. So
I have a friend here in town whose child has been doing the leg braces things for needs.
Yeah.
And she's been very open about the struggles and the casting and then the recasting. And
yes,
then maybe there's some sort of a bad response, like he's got rashes or something.
Yes.
So then they have to start over and they have to take breaks. And it's something as a parent of typical kids that I never realized all those little struggles that you just don't think about. So it's really, it's fantastic that you guys are doing this, but it's great for parents who don't understand to get a little glimpse of what these other parents are going through.
Yes.
Because really, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. You don't know until you go through it. So it's great that people, that moms like you, professionals like you are putting this out there as opportunities, not only for the kids that are special needs or have demands, but for the general public to just be a little bit more aware of some of those trials and tribulations and all that stuff, right?
That's exactly what I was hoping with my book, and especially with other children. They're so curious with Isabella and her. She's 4 years old, and she's in the Hudson Elementary Preschool program here. And they're always so curious about what her shoes are and what are those. But at this age, they think they're so cool. They're like, those
like bionic legs, right?
Yeah, they're like, I want to try those on. What are those? Right. And like, you know, touch them and see them. And so, like I said, she's really proud to wear them. She likes them. We call them her super special magic shoes. So that's kind of how I got the title for the book. And
perfect.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it fun and definitely spread awareness to other people that are outside of this group of, you know, right. special needs parents.
And do you both have other children?
I have a four-year-old, so Isabella's age, and she's typical, but it really kind of started, the whole concept of Piper's Key started when she was curious and asking questions about Piper.
Right.
And I am really kind of engulfing myself in the SMA community, so spinal muscular atrophy, I didn't even say what that was. And I really make sure that she understood. And when I was reading these books that were in the community, and she was asking all these wonderful questions. I go, you know, when would they get that opportunity? And I realized it was teaching me and teaching her so much. So I love the idea that it's also really, I think, powerful for the parents to realize there's not just the hardships and the annoyance that kind of comes with it, but mm-hmm. there can be something magical to it as well. And then that they're just as capable in just different ways.
Well, and kids, young kids, their peers or their siblings, getting books and seeing those magical, seeing the positive things is the best way for them to not be afraid of that something different, whatever it is, right?
Absolutely.
It takes a little bit of that fear out of it. I know a few years ago, I had seen a Facebook post from a mom who had a kid with special needs, and they were in Target and they were doing, you know, real life things. And her post was about asking other moms, don't tell your child to shush and hide him and cower, because then my child feels like something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, hey, if your kid is like, hey, why is that kid wearing those cool shoes? Like, come over and talk to us, because then my child can share all the wonderful things that he's got going on that do make him different and do make him special. And that hit me in a different way. I try really hard when my kids stare at somebody. I try to make the point of, oh, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
He has this. That's kind of cool. And just, you know, whether or not we're not interacting with the family or not, but trying to take away that mystery, because I think sometimes people are afraid to talk about the things that are uncomfortable. And then that translates in a whole other emotional issue for that family or that child with those needs, right?
Absolutely. So, and I mean, kids learn from their parents. That reaction is 100% from us. And I think that, again, seeing it from that book, and the book is the first media device we're giving our kids. I mean,
always.
We're giving it the minute they come out of the room, we're reading books. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why should they not see themselves in a book? Every child deserves to see themselves in a book. You know, we talk about we're in such a inclusive society right now. And I think that's so amazing. And I think this is just an opportunity for us to really embrace the, you know, disability community as well, and let those kids see that, you know, it's just different tools. We all live life just differently.
And it just, again, it eliminates that uniqueness is a problem, because it shouldn't be, right?
Absolutely.
So whatever that is, if it's a disability, if it's a skin color or a lifestyle preference, it's okay. That's what makes us human, is that we're all a little bit different.
Absolutely.
And you guys have taken that whole, like, you know, you're walking the walk. You're doing it. You're not just talking about it. You're actually doing it. And you live here in our community. And that's really special that you guys have taken that time. Because I'm sure it's a lot of time and a lot of heartache. And losing a child is all on its own is heartbreaking. And you've taken that pain and you've taken your struggles and you've said, I'm doubling down.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make this a better thing, right? And that's amazing. You both deserve a big hug for that.
Thank you.
I don't know that everybody sees that, but that's really cool.
I will say, Jessica's pretty amazing. Like, what she's been able to do and turn her grief into is just phenomenal. So, it's,
We just became a 501c3 days ago. So, it's brand new. We are completely IRS approved for that. So,
that's fantastic. That is really good.
That was a big feat. That felt official.
I bet it
felt
official. So now, is Megan's book one of the books that you put out there and that you donate? And
I am hoping to.
So my book is still in the process of, it's with the book formatter right now. So and I'm actually, Isabella, talking about getting cast, new cast. She's going to be getting her new cast next week for her braces. So I would like to take pictures of her getting those so I can put them in the back of the book to show other children how leg braces are made.
And
so,
that this is a real person.
Yes, yes.
And it's not just a cartoon in a book.
Exactly.
It's a real,
right? Yes. So okay. The book is going to be out this September. So hopefully, yes, yes,
and
just in time
will
for
be
school.
Added to our collection, yes. 100%. Yes.
That's awesome. So is this your first book that you've written?
This is my first book.
And are you ready to do another one?
I actually am. I've had quite a few people talk to me. I have a neighbor whose little girl wears hearing aids, and she asked if I would be interested in writing a book. My mother's actually works at Children's Hospital in the pulmonary unit, and okay. she works with a lot of the ventilator kids and some trait kids, and she said, you should write a happy book about, you know, being on a ventilator or having a trach. Like, these are kids that, you know, they need some positive representation in their life. Right. So we'll see. I have to get this one out first.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, first things first. But I imagine that thrill of completing your first book. It's like, yes. if you truly loved it and it was a good fit for you and your, you know, well-being, you're
yes.
chomping at the bit to do the yeah. next one. I'm sure.
I absolutely feel like I, aside from being Isabella's mom, like, found my purpose in life was to write books for special needs kids. I feel like it's a great thing to yeah. do. And I really enjoy it.
A fun little random fact is her mom actually would have been Piper's nurse. So
yes.
she was briefed on her when we didn't know what path we were going to take yet. Okay. You know, whether we bring her home bedridden, unable to move, no quality of life, or if we, you know, let her have her wings. But Piper was briefed by her mom and that whole team. So I think it was so interesting how then Megan and I met.
Yes.
Because she's like, I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, I know everything about Piper. I was like, oh my gosh, okay.
Aww. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a small world. And you know that relationship was just meant to happen.
It yeah. absolutely was. And with her daughter, Quinn, being four, Isabella and Quinn have also become fast friends. And yeah. we were definitely meant to meet in life.
And yeah. and Jessica, as the audiologist, can help bring in some more light to that.
Yes.
The hearing needs
yes.
books, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to get rocking and rolling. I told her to watch out.
I don't think Jessica's going to slow down. So you're going to have to get some magical shoes of your own to keep
I
up.
I know.
That's awesome. So how many books do you guys currently have in Piper's Key collection, Jessica?
So we have gifted, I had just put in a big order. And if I did the math, we have a little over 750 books that have been purchased. And that have been gifted as well. So they're, like I said, in the hospitals and more to come. I'm placing more orders every day. So,
all right. So tell me a little bit about your process so that our listeners can understand. So Piper's Key is going to donate these books to families and children with needs,
yep.
right? How does that work? So people contact you and just say, hey, I want to buy some books. They just want to give you a check. Do people pick out the books?
So there's a couple ways they can get involved. So piperskey.com is my website, and we are completely funded through donations. However, I also make sure that I am in contact with authors. So a lot of them have gifted me the books. On that, you don't have to give money. If you know a child with a disability, you can request that I send them a book. And again, there's no strings attached. You literally just will email me. There's a little information tab in there that has all the information that I will need. What kind of disability do you want to focus on? Whether that's speech, trach, magic shoes, whatever that may be. And then I will mail it to them directly. So
anywhere in the United States?
Anywhere in the United States. I've actually even done Canada. There's a huge, though I'm like, whoa, that got a little expensive, but I'm so excited. I don't want to leave any child
sure.
left. And there's a huge SMA population that and group that I've really connected with in Canada as well. And so, you know, sending them some as well. So, yeah. However, they just email me, let's send a child a book. And we all know a child that could use one. And even a family that can use one. I have a wonderful friend who lost her son after 27 days to Down syndrome. And she has living children as well. And I wanted to just make sure that they understood. So I sent her a book so that they can also read what their brother had. So, you know, I think that talking about it just makes, you know, the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. It does. And it takes that mystery away.
I know that books are the first way children learn about the world around them. So, I mean, just with a typical developing parent, you buy potty books and you buy bedtime books and different things like that to help explain the world to children and how things work. And so I think that even for typical developing children, to read these books are fantastic because it helps them understand what they're seeing, why people need to use these different types of tools. There's a great book that Jessica gave me called Let's Go Play for Isabella, and we have read it every single night since she's given it to us. And it's all about, every page is about a different child using a different type of medical device and why they need it and then how they might use it in an imaginary play. And it's so cute. And Isabella loves it because a lot of it, she doesn't use these tools. So she's like, oh, what are those for? How do you use these? What do these do? So
it shines a little light that there are other kids that are just as special as she is. That's
really
cool.
Yes.
So my daughter, my third child, was a typical peer at Ellsworth Hill.
Oh, okay.
And she had Ms. Khan, and she loved it. It was amazing. It was the best experience and a great introduction to school and the world around you, right? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I totally gift Ms. Khan with my daughter's ability to just shrug her shoulders at things that don't make sense to her and say, meh, we're just going to go with it. And
absolutely.
She doesn't blink an eye, and she just, okay, here we go. She's fine. Yeah. And she's almost 11, and I swear she is still so patient with anybody and everything all the time. And I literally think that it was from
probably
her year with Ms. Khan at our school.
That exposure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just, I mean, it's not even exposure. It's just being inclusive because it's around us everywhere.
Yes.
And it's accepting and being loving and kind. And, you know, that I think is, in the end, what we need to teach our children.
Mm-hmm.
All of them, no matter their abilities.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, one cute little story from her time in preschool. One of the little boys had trouble with speech. And for whatever reason, my daughter could figure out what he was saying. So the teacher would tell me, oh my gosh, you know, so-and-so was trying to tell me today and I was getting a little frustrated. And my daughter, Amelia, would say, Ms. Khan, this is what he wants. And she's like, oh, that's not at all what I heard. And he was like, yes, that's it. And it helped him that there was a friend, a buddy that was trying to help get his point across. And it was just really sweet. It's a great opportunity.
Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A great thing that our kids have that experience here in Hutton schools and great for the families that have, you know, non-typical peers to get, I don't know, just to feel like they're a part of the community too and not that they're anything different.
Yeah. Yes.
I often say too, in being in special ed as well, inclusion isn't always just throwing the kid in a group of peers. It's educating. It's giving them those opportunities to have the same ability to thrive and to be involved. So just them learning about each other is how we do that. So, you know, that I think is just such an important thing to have those peers that really embrace and
right.
Love
I mean,
them.
It's a life lesson. When you go to college and you move into a dorm with three other strangers, you have a lot to learn about getting along. And you don't have to like each other, but you have to figure it out, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So starting younger and having great books that help ease the tension and ease that mystery and the questions, it just makes it all easier.
Yeah.
And you can go through life a little better, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So Piper's Key website is a great way. And what is that again?
Piperskey.com.
Perfect. That's easy.
And I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
So. Excellent.
Yep.
And what's next coming up for Piper's Key? What is your next step?
Yeah. So we just did with Pure Bar Hudson 100% of the proceeds of a pop-up that they did at Hop Tree Brewery. Provided the donations. We have another big fundraiser coming up on July 31st with Kendra Scott at Woodmere.
Nice.
And so 20% of all the purchases will go directly to Piper's Key. You do not have to go to the event in person, though I did hear there's going to be some treats and maybe some cocktails, so that might be worth it.
There you go.
And they're from 10 to 6.
And that's jewelry, so you can't.
That's jewelry. And let's face it, it's like Christmas in July, so you can get some holiday shopping done. And then they also will have, like, you can call in or have an online option as well.
Cool.
And I'm hoping to have some pop-up little libraries around town. I have I'm supporting a district in Nordonia Hills that will be putting a little library up at one of their schools, and so we'll provide those books. Minute by minute. But I start back at work in like 2 weeks. So that's going to give me a double
for your summer, huh?
I know. Yeah. Yeah. So
get your book in now.
That's right. And Megan, do you have another job? Do you get to stay home?
I stay home with my daughter. Once she was born, she has a lot of doctor's appointments, yes, and therapies. And so I'm fortunate enough with my husband, I can stay home and take care of her. So yeah, life revolves around our doctor's appointments.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah. Good problem to have.
Yes. Yeah. So yes, I'm definitely lucky that I get to be with her.
Good for you. Excellent. So, all right, Megan, you said you just moved to Hudson, right?
Yes, I did.
How long have you lived here?
I have lived here. It was a year in June.
Oh, so. happy anniversary of living
in
Hudson.
Thank you. Yes. And we moved here specifically for the school system for Isabella because it has such a fantastic special needs program. So that's why we're here. And so far, we've been really happy with it. She had Miss Case this year and Mrs. Kipley and Mrs. Travis and loved all three of them. So
that's good. That is good. And how long have you guys lived here?
We've lived here, oh gosh, 11 years now. In October, it'll be 11 years.
Time flies, right?
Yeah. I was like, wait, let me do the math. Yeah. And we've loved every minute of it. So, you know, we got married. We got our first house here, married, now two kids. And yeah, love it.
That's good. And where are you both from originally?
I'm from Toledo area. Okay. So I came here for grad school. So
not too far away.
Not too far.
I'm actually even closer. I'm from Stowe originally. And then I've lived in Wadsworth for the past 11 years. And then we moved here.
So you came home as well.
I came home basically. Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
That's cool. That is really cool. All right. So the book comes out in September.
You can follow me on Facebook at Megan Marie Higgins, or you can follow me on Instagram at Super Special Books. And I also have a website, superspecialbooks.com.
Awesome. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of books that are going to come out and see which directions you go. Are you going to stick with the super special?
I'm not sure. I had one of Isabella's occupational therapists say, you should do, super special ways of hearing, or super special magic ears. I'm not sure yet which way I'm going to go. I need to sit down and think about it. This one was just very easy because I already knew it's her life. And when she first started wearing leg braces at 21 months, her physical therapist had said, make these braces fun because kids can have a really hard time wearing them. So give them a special name. So these are like really cool shoes, whatever name you want to give them. And she gets to pick whatever color she wants of brace. I give her every option. So we have Jessica's seen them. We have quite a few fun, bright colors. And even the shoes, I try to find really great shoes that fit her braces and are cute and let her pick those out and just kind of whatever she wants goes because I want they're her shoes and I want her to like them and wear them. And so that's how we got the name. And we just have always called it that. And to this day, she still calls it her super special magic shoes or my magic shoes.
There become a time where she's like, oh, mom, please stop saying that.
I know. I'm waiting for when
13.
She's older.
I don't need super special anymore, I know.
I have to enjoy it. I've been lucky because she's always been really easy about wearing them. I was preparing myself for struggle, which was why I started looking for books, and I couldn't find – there were only two books out there, and neither one of them were what I wanted. And back then I thought, I should write a book. I can't believe in this day and age there are no books about wearing leg braces. And then, life was so busy then with her and everything going on and figuring out – why she was the way she was and stuff. And now that things have kind of calmed down and slowed down, especially I think with COVID, I had a lot more time and we were in our new house. And
COVID helps.
I know. I told my husband, I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like, I really want to write this book. I want it done before she's too old to enjoy it. This book really is geared towards, seven and under, really, truthfully. So I wanted this book out so she can take it to school the next couple of years and give it to her teachers and have her friends enjoy the book. And I've had a couple kids, typical developing kids, who have looked through the illustrations and the story and absolutely love it. My illustrator was amazing. So she really, brought my story to life. And Isabella had approval over every single page. So
that's cute. That's really cool. I'm so glad that you found each other.
Yeah. I'm excited to add it to my collection. Yes. I'm really excited. I know a lot of kids that will love
it. It's funny. She actually had put a post on the Hudson Roundtable Facebook page and looking for books about disabilities. And I had quite a few people tag me in it. And so I sent her a private message and I'm like, hey, and told her my story. And so we decided to meet up for coffee a couple days later, and we just instantly hit it off.
Yeah. And when did that happen?
Oh, gosh, 2 months ago? Was it 2 months? It was in the beginning of June.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow. Yeah.
That is fast friends. Yeah, it is. Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's awesome. What a great story. And I really appreciate you both being here. This is the part of our podcast that we move on to a little bit of real estate.
Absolutely.
I know it might be kind of boring, but
not at all.
That's what we do. Right? You're homeowners. It means something.
Yeah, I was going to say, we did design. A lot of looking for houses.
Yes, most people do. That love it or list it and only see three houses is fiction.
Yes. Yes.
That doesn't ever happen. All right. So in July, we have 28 active listings. We have 57 houses under contract here in Hudson, and 23 houses have sold thus far for an average sale price of $484,000. Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Things are going fast. They have been since January.
Hot market.
So I like to ask my guests just a simple question. Do you have a favorite house or a favorite street in Hudson that you're like, someday, or if I win the lottery, or when my kids leave and I have less stuff, right?
I do. It's the house. I love my location. I live in Old Town Colony, so we are walking distance, half a mile from down here. But my favorite house is right across from the middle school. I think you know, maybe it's the new middle school.
It's new. It's beautiful.
I love that house. And it's just the design I love and that kind of modern farmhouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, that is a really pretty house.
Mm-hmm.
Off of Aurora Street. What is that
little? Oh, I know. It's like a little
Ellsworth? I can't remember.
I don't know any streets. There's... I can just tell you location.
I think it's Ellsworth. Yeah. That's good. Megan, aww. I know you're new to town.
Yeah. But... Is it terrible to say I love my own little house? My neighborhood, we have the most amazing neighbors. We're in a double cul-de-sac and we call it the dog bone. They all know who that is. And we are so, like, literally the most incredible neighbors. We've all moved in the last few years and we've all become such good friends. I could call any one of them at 4 a.m. if I needed something and they would be right there. I mean, it's just a great, I would never, ever want to move, honestly. I'm so happy.
Well, we'll give you a pass because it's a good story. But usually I tell people you can't pick your own house. It's all right. That's good. That's awesome. I mean, what a great testament to our community, too, that you're new to our community and you feel right at home here and welcome. And it is a special place. If you've never lived outside of Northeast Ohio, you may not appreciate truly all the opportunities that are just right here that we are so fortunate to have every day.
Oh, absolutely.
We're so lucky. I used to live in San Diego and the community here is just amazing and just this nice small town feel and all the events. And again, the neighbors, everybody is just so friendly and so such a great place to live. I don't ever want to move.
I know. I'm right there with you. At least I need to be walking distance. That's always going to be my number one requirement.
When you get used to being able to walk to things.
Oh yeah. I'm never going to.
Getting in the car is a big task.
Yes. I am always walking everywhere. So that's going to be a requirement I'll always have.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. My parents live right here. So, you know, it's like you need a gallon of milk. You just walk to Heinen's because it does not make sense to go and search for a parking lot, which, by the way, I was at Heinen's yesterday and that's a city parking lot. It doesn't actually belong to the Heinen's. It belongs to the city.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
And so the city was re-blacktopping it yesterday. So I pulled in, I was like, oh, wow, great. There's a whole total of 12 parking spots for the entire Heinen's. This is awesome. And I went in and one of the checkout ladies and I have become friends over the years, Heather. So I was like, oh, wow, I love what you guys have done at the parking lot. It looks really great. She's like, oh, my gosh, you wouldn't believe how nasty people were about the parking lot. And I felt really bad. I'm like, oh, I was just giving you a hard time. She goes, oh, and I know you were, but some people are like coming in here yelling at us. There's tar on my car. And we're like, well, call the city.
Like, it's not our problem.
Yeah, whatever. So sometimes it's just easier to walk than deal with the
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
That's one thing. I don't live within walking distance to downtown, which would be nice.
Yet. That's the word, yet.
Yet.
Because I feel like everybody comes to Hudson and they move wherever they end up. And then eventually they're like, oh, I wish my kids could walk to school. Or I wish I could walk downtown for music on the green. And so it's always a yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or the library. We do a lot through the library. So.
Oh, yeah. Walk into the library. It's a big one.
Yes.
Even my teenagers would like ride their bikes down and hit the library. Yeah. Of course, I'm sure they're playing video games, but.
Now with Dora. Dora made a difference in my world. So.
Dora does make a difference in everybody's world.
Dora has been a wonderful thing.
And that's amazing to be able to walk with Dora.
Yes, we're very safe.
Yes, we are. And following all the rules and the laws.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, I wanted to just thank you so much for coming, Jessica. I was so impressed with you the moment I met you. And this was just really great that you brought Megan. Pleasure to meet you. I really appreciate your time coming here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting us share our stories and just two Hudson mamas on a mission.
Yes. You really are.
Yes.
You guys are going to take over the world any minute now with all these. Look out. So thanks you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us on. This was so much fun.
Great. Great. All right. Well, tune in next time to Living Hudson. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.